Online now with Dr. Nancy Nielsen. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Doctor, always lots to talk about when it comes to COVID-19. I guess we'll start with the troubling news. Hearing in South Africa, where they're saying that perhaps the vaccines that they have available right now in South Africa are not able to fully counteract the strain, the South African strain that we're seeing of COVID-19. Give us some background into this, please.
Well, you're absolutely right. And remember a couple of things. The two vaccines that we have approved in the U.S., all their data was accumulated before we knew anything about the South Africa strain and the U.K. strain. And so we think they are going to be effective, but we only have laboratory information, and the studies to make sure they're effective are ongoing. It's different now that, the AstraZeneca vaccine, which was being used to vaccinate people in South Africa, was found to be only, the term they use was minimally protective against that strain, which is dominant in South Africa. The AstraZeneca vaccine works really well against the UK strain, the B117, which is the one that's rapidly spreading in the U.S. And, the AstraZeneca vaccine, this is really important because it's cheaper and it's easier to transport. And we think it may be a protective against serious cases. But frankly, it's a little bit of a setback for the AstraZeneca vaccine itself. Now, the J&J vaccine, which is going to be, which we've talked about before, which is probably going to get approved in the U.S. By the end of this month, seems to be effective at preventing serious disease and death, because by the time it was studied, the variants were in widespread use. So we're hoping, and South Africa has started using the J&J vaccine instead of AstraZeneca. So this is gonna filter out as time goes on, and it may be that certain vaccines will be better for certain categories of people. Maybe some will be better for the younger, some will be better for the elderly, that sort of thing. We're going to figure it all out.
And I was going to just add to that with a question, the idea that we don't know where this South African strain will go. It most likely will make its way to various points around the globe at some juncture. But at the same time, though it's not a simple process to develop a vaccine, but I would think that you're confident that other vaccines will evolve and will be able to counteract this, correct?
Absolutely. And every one of these companies is acutely aware of the need that there may be a booster or a separate shot that will be required if we have a certain vaccine that's widespread in the country. So just to put a point on it, the South African strain has been found in the U.S., but it is not widespread. The B117, the U.K. strain, is rapidly spreading and is in, I think, now 33 states. So that one we have to be worried about. And the big thing, again, is that this is a race against time, because the more people we get vaccinated with what we have now and what comes down the pike in a couple of weeks, the quicker we're going to stop this virus from mutating, from going from person to person, and that will be the end of the pandemic. And then we'll be left, figuring out how we go forward, but we will be able to get to some level of normalcy in our country.
And speaking of vaccine and vaccine distribution, obviously lots of conversation about it. It's constantly being discussed by public officials for certain. A recent headline suggests that perhaps here in this region it might take as long as, 15 months to vaccinate. But you seem to be a little more optimistic about the timeline here. What do you see coming that is going to perhaps make this more efficient process than what maybe some are predicting?
I think that we are going to not need 15 months as long as the vaccine supply spigot opens up. We have plans, and we just had a call with the state yesterday. All of the regional hubs had a call with the state yesterday, And by today, all of the emergency plans, and when I say emergency, I mean surge plans, how would we distribute as quickly as possible? What's the maximum we could do using every possible outlet if vaccine supply was unlimited? And I think I would go with what Dr. Fauci has said. He thinks it's going to be early fall, and I would agree with that. That is our hope.
And when we talk about all possible vaccination sites, are we talking about county sites, state sites, drug stores, things along those lines?
Absolutely. Doctor's offices, taking vaccine to people who are homebound. We have to make sure nobody who is eligible is left out. We just have to.
Again, another announcement that caught some eyes the other day, expanding eligibility to those who are compromised. Their immunity is compromised. That is a large section of the population, which I'm somewhat surprised to see. A lot of it, though, is going to be based on documentation. What type of criteria do you see being involved here to help these folks get vaccinated?
The state is insisting on some sort of, quote, attestation that the person qualifies. What the documentation that will require, the county health departments are going to decide in our region. They will probably have made a decision within a few days. This opens up on the 15th, so we have to know. It may be as simple as somebody saying, I attest that I qualify for one of these conditions, and here's the name and address of my primary care physician or my specialist. It could be as simple as that. What happened as soon as this was announced was that doctor's offices started calling, saying, I'm getting inundated with patient calls. They want a letter. What's up with this? We're hoping that it will be simpler than that, but stay tuned. The state does require attestation. The categories are very, very broad. So I just would appeal to people to be reasonable. One of the categories is obesity and overweight. I mean, if you're 30 years old and you're plump, you know, please don't try to get ahead of somebody who's awaiting a kidney transplant or has cancer. Truly be conscious of our responsibility to one another. We are doing our level best to get enough vaccine here that we can get it to everybody who needs it, but it is just going to take a while. And now the funnel of people who are able to seek vaccine is extremely broad.
Dr. Nancy Nielsen, as always, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Jay.